Yeah, there I am playing and I'm thinking, how the heck did I ever remember all of those chords in my life? And I used to know like at least 200 songs.
You've got a lot of chord changes in your songs.
Oh my God, I know. Well, you know what? I didn't expect to go from playing one song a week to playing an hour. And I'm playing, you know, other people's songs, and I almost feel like, how in the world am I playing somebody else's song? I mean, I'm not
the
Beatles.
That's what you did in the hour?
Yeah.
You did the hour.
I mean,
I didn't know if you did all your songs. You texted me that you've been an hour.
Yeah.
I was teaching yesterday when I got it. So I wanted to text more, but I
yeah.
I
my songs, let's see. I have
one for you, right?
Yeah. Okay. I have at least 15 I could play. I even am rediscovering my classical one that I wrote. I'm real excited about that. But I mean, if I played straight my songs, I could play for about 45 minutes. But you know what? People want to hear familiar.
Yes.
So.
It is nice to mix in familiar cover tunes with your originals.
Yeah, like I know what I'm doing. Well, you know what one of them was? Both Sides Now.
See? Oh, I love that one.
Ice Castle. See, all
yeah.
the ones that you and I have worked
yeah.
on, you know, they're good.
Oh, that's great. So yeah. How was that hour? How did that...
Well, you know what? Honestly, I was at Kulak's last night. You heard me. I don't know. I rushed the song. It was when I sat down and I listened to some other singers that I got discouraged. I hear... Women go up there and open their mouth, and out comes the most gorgeous tone. And all I can think of is, why can't I do that?
Oh,
and I don't know if I can ever do that. It's sort of sad for me.
Last night, was that last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, there were some amazing, amazing
really,
singers.
And see, and I didn't stay on. This is the first time that I haven't stayed on before and after. And you were the first one last night, which was crazy.
All I could think of is... Well, I'll leave my guitar in the car because if I have to kill an hour, I can go out there and warm up, right?
Oh.
So, number one, Judy, I'm like, oh my God, I ran. You should have seen me. I'm like,
oh my,
in
God.
My little flappy little sandals. I'm like, running down the
oh,
street.
Geez.
And I'm like, can I tune it? Can I do it fast enough? Am I going to be out of breath? Yeah, so I'm up
That's
there,
what I was thinking,
like,
because I've run and done that before time to sing. And, yeah.
And I'm like... starting out and I'm going, I'm rushing.
Oh, so you were kind of fired up and it kind of, you were like on that run go. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, she wasn't kidding when she said around 7:30 that she was going to be, but
yeah.
you didn't say first, you just said.
You were probably the only one that told me. All these friends kept sending me messages. Did you go yet? And I go, I'm done.
Oh, I got your message at 7, was it 7:20?
Yeah.
7:15 or
That's
something like
that?
That's
when they do the draw.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
7:30. So I just went there. I said, let me just keep yeah. the volume up and at least I'll hear when the announcer comes on. You know,
yeah. You know what I need? I need auto-tune for my brain.
Oh,
I was singing and I went like totally off pitch and I'm going, what in the world am I doing? Why am I going off pitch
all
the time?
And this is why you were singing, you were thinking this?
Yes. And I totally, you know, tried to focus on not doing it again. And now it's like, screw the DVD. I'm not going to put that online when I'm off pitch. I never had pitch issues when I was younger. I never thought about it. But now I'm noticing when I go in the recording studio, half the time there's lines here and there that have to be cut out because I'm off pitch.
Do you think your pitch has gotten worse, really? Or do you think it was that you weren't aware of it?
Oh, that's true.
I mean, because you were using your voice differently.
Yeah, it was higher. Maybe the lower keys, I
but
have
you said
trouble
you were,
zooming in. I don't know.
So you have a pitch on the lower things, you say?
Well, you know, I did a recording. I did two this week, so I'm really accelerating the pace. And on the recording... I was so excited about it, and nobody was, I don't know, maybe it was too low. It didn't have the excitement that I had.
And what song was that?
You'll Have Never Gone Away.
Oh,
we worked on that?
Yes, last week.
It just didn't come out. I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'm going too fast. Maybe I have to slow down on these.
Why? What do you mean?
Know.
Because people weren't excited. What do you mean?
It just didn't have the melodic catch, you know, that song.
The song or the key?
Maybe it was the key. I don't know. The recording, you'll have to, maybe you'll hear my recording. It's on the blog.
It's on the blog. Okay.
Yeah. But I perform that more than you know. And I still like that song. You know, I find that certain songs are fun to sing. But when I listen to my recording, when I belt it out, it doesn't sound good. I got to just like hold back, I guess, until I know have the technique, you know,
yeah.
know what I'm doing.
Boy, it's just a big difference right now. You know,
yeah,
when
I'm
you
in
do
flux.
That,
yeah.
when you're holding back, what you
much
holding
better.
Back, yeah, the control and the tone. Like I said, it won't always be that way. It really won't.
I hope
but
not.
It's like you have to get control of the level you're at before you can get control of the level you're not at.
That's
I mean, it
what
sounds
I'm
so
learning.
Obvious.
No,
I know,
I've never
but it's
known
not
that.
Really,
I've never
you know.
Had control. Period. So I'm exercising some control.
So it's like
life.
You know, it's like our children. You know, you give them a little bit, and you're like, okay, when you know how to handle that, you know, then I give you a little bit more kind of thing. You
know, and that's, give me more.
That's just how, you know, yeah. But you do get more, but in the learning of the hat, and this is what you're doing now. You're really learning, you know, pull the reins back and give a little bit more, relax a little bit more. And you're learning so much, Judy. You're learning how to, I mean, last night was a lesson. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
The real life thing is you get called at the last minute or something else comes up the last minute. You have to rush. And can you walk on stage and still bring it? No matter what has preceded that day. That's the reality. You don't get the, most of the time, the massage. I've had a few performances like that where I had the massage in the day. You know, they paid backstage, you know, 3,000 people. They paid for the masseuse back there and it's all relaxing. But that's very rare. Even with the really great, great gigs, usually some crap in your personal life, or maybe your husband starts a fight with you like a half hour before, and you're so pissed, and now it's time to perform, and you're like, thanks, honey, you know, you know, because I'm pissed. I mean, I had that, you know, with my husband, and but that's the test is where you can bring it with whatever's going on in your life at that moment.
Wow, that sounds like tennis.
Did you do tennis?
Yeah, because you don't know, everything affects you, you know, depending on what you're doing that day, where your head is. I actually had a possible venue in Hollywood, and I emailed the guy, and he says, can you guarantee 25 people? Uh-huh. And I was thinking, can I? And I put all this energy into thinking about that, and he said, then send me a link. So I sent him a link, and I got this very polite, your music is just not what we're looking for. And you know what? It was a good rejection because I'm not ready, but it's meant to be. You know?
Did he define what their venue is? Their genre?
No, he just says, I wish you luck. You know?
Oh, okay.
But the thing was, I called Borders to confirm, and the lady was so nice, and she says, oh, we had a nice response on you, and you can play every Friday.
Oh, you went to, you played at Borders?
For an hour.
That's where you were for an hour? Because I didn't get the name of where you were.
I'm going to be there on Friday again. I have a regular thing now, and I get to play for an hour. Do you know how long that is to sing?
Yes, I do. I know exactly how long it is.
But there's less pressure because people are reading books or doing things. They kind of like gather, but they're doing, you know, they're not like, it's not like a stage where they're like glancing at my wrinkles. I have a video camera panning my teeth. You don't know, I'm posting these videos online. I'm going, oh my God, I do not look 20.
Well, I didn't know it was Borders.
Simi Valley. Nice. Now, I checked with Northridge. They don't have music there.
Oh,
but
okay.
Sherman Oaks is looking in for me. So, and they're going to promote me. That's exciting, too.
Wow.
Yeah,
so. Judy. Well, okay. So, last night, to me, you brought it. You got the,
really?
You know, yeah. And you were like, you know, when you said later that you felt like you rushed it, I was thinking it back. Because the way, replaying the performance in my mind, and the impressions I had as you walked up there, he's like, Judy Unger, you looked energetic.
Yeah, I was excited. I was
you
really
looked
excited.
Fresh, like, you know, your fit, your makeup, your the way you held.
I was the first one. Sitting an hour in the sweat.
And sitting there waiting.
Ice cold hands, guitar chords off key. You know, because I can't even play my guitar when I'm nervous.
Oh,
really hard.
Yeah, it affects every.
Yeah.
But that's what you looked like when I replayed it. You had not, I was like, what is she talking about? And then I was like, oh, maybe that's what she's talking, because you just seemed ready to go. And fresh.
Ready to get it over.
Yeah, that's how it came off with, as opposed to rushing. Now, for your own personal or artistic taste, you know, the tempo, perhaps you would have been more comfortable in yourself to have the tempo different. But just eyes on you,
Thank you.
An objective,
you.
Whatever. You just look just fresh, funky, summery. Got my guitar ready to play.
Thank
and you,
you
look very confident. And the colors were very nice. And, you know.
I love you. That's what I need. I don't need a husband.
I used to say that to my girlfriends too. Be like, can I just marry you? Jeez.
You know, I think I have the same issue though, that I never start out the gate where I'm happy with my singing. It's always by the last verse and chorus that I've gotten on track. That's the pitchy part. And I adjust, and so one of these days I want to get to where I come
you,
in
and you
strong.
Will, because you're doing it so fast. You're doing so much.
You wrote to me,
so
I'm unstoppable. I'm
oh, yeah, I was like,
train
Jesus
wreck.
Christ, when you sent me the thing, I was like, wow.
I'm a train wreck. Out of control. I don't know where I'm headed.
Oh, you wouldn't pick the worst way to look at that. Train wreck out of control. She's out of control, unstoppable.
I don't know what I am. You know, what am I doing? Sometimes That's what I wanted.
But you're doing it so fast, so you're gonna, that's gonna happen for you so quickly, where you're gonna walk on there and the first note out of your mouth through the whole song is gonna be what you want.
I need this, because when I hear myself off pitch and I listen to these great singers, and all I can think of is, okay, I write songs, but I can't sing them. I'm just not good enough.
I have to also remember, they listen to themselves and hear things too, you know. They're not as happy with their voices as we are happy with their voices. 90% of singers sing not because they like their own voice, because they love singing. To every people, you know, we just don't like things about ourselves, and there's always something about somebody else that seems, you know, hipper in every aspect. So they really sing because they love the feeling of singing.
I think that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't know that I'm good enough. I don't know if I'll ever be good enough, but I don't care, because I just love my songs and connecting with and sharing, and that's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. As always, teachers, you're right.
All right. So we'll warm you up.
Yeah.
And then I have some things I want to do with you today to focus. And I made some notes, so we'll warm you up, and then we'll start.
Sounds
good. Did you have a song that you wanted to do?
Sure. Okay. Always.